Simin Kuf Tadi, Siv Vav. Hopefully at least through Yud, we'll see after that. The Mechaber says, in Simin Kuf Tadi, Siv Vav, Hoda binin shira bein bekesem, hanim tal chaluka bein bekesem, hanim tal besara. V'yesh emrim shal yomar ala kekesem bekesem hanim tal chaluka, v'kesem hanim tal besara v'ovad, bein mefeim eshechoshin lehem, ein lo yishir. The Mechaber brings down two shitas with regard to the Machlekes Rishenim, whether or not Kesem HaNimtzal B'Sara is Metame Dafke B'Chagris or even B'Mashu. He says him like the Shita that's Mekel, that also Al B'Sara you need a Gris, and he brings down as a Yeshim the Shita Sarambam that Afil B'Mashu is Tame. Now, the Klal in the Mechaber is Stam V'Yeshimrim. If he brings down a Shita V'Stam and afterwards he brings down a Yeshimrim, the Halacha is that he's passing like the Stam. If it's a Yeshemrim v'Yeshemrim, that's the big Machlekes Achreinim, the Prima Gadim. In his Akdoma, Shulchan Aruch, he brings down a number of Shitas with regard to this. And it seems that Rav the Shitas hold that Yeshemrim v'Yeshemrim, he passes like the second Yeshemrim, not like the first Yeshemrim. Stam Yeshemrim, he passes like the Stam. Yeshemrim v'Yeshemrim, Spashas, he passes like the second Yeshemrim. Eba Zeh L'Chor L'Halacha, it should come out that he's being soisim like the Shitas Rishenim, Rav Rishenim, that in a Chanami, Al-Basara has the same din as Chaluka, that it's only Tami B'Chigris. And that's Mavur, La-Alocha, that's how the Bach, the Sujitarit, Chochma Sodom, it's Mavur that way in the Dogam Revolva, who is Madche, the Raya of the Shach, and the Teres HaShlamim also, that in a Chanami, the Klal of Stami Yeshemim, we pass in like, that's how we go Al-Alocha L'Maisa, that if Filo Al-Basara, it's only Tami B'Chigris. Mitzad Sheni, the Shach, is Machmer, the Pesach Shuvah brings down from Ari Brady, who also is Machmer, and the Aruch HaShulchan also is Machmer Betzim. And he says, Levadze, Bechlal, any Maven, he says, Shal Besar Haloy Leyira Chochme Besaro, Bakar Chashi Ba'atma Tzricha Leshar, Ve'echna Matinu Shinasa Chom Karech Leisha Leshar Beshur. What's the woman, how's the woman going to bring the Kesem to the Rav? Bechlal says the Aruch HaShulchan, she's going to be the one to be Meshar, because she's not going to show her leg to the Rav. And where do we ever see, even though the Chura, it says V'safrala, that the Torah given them on a Tehisho, so when you get to Tzvira Zayin Akim, when you get to be Mishar or something, who says that Bechlal, the Chacham ever gave a Koyach to Noshim to be Mishar? The Meli says, Bechlal, it's a moot point, talk about Al-Basara, because Bechlal, how is she going to show it to the Rav? The Lamaisa, it seems that the Pesach Tshuva, even though he brought down Myra Brady, it sounds like he's being Mitzadid, La'alach Lamaisa to be Mekel, and that's how it seems that even though the Shir Shevet Alevi, he says that the minig is to be machmer, he says minisayin nira. He says not the minig. He says the minisayin nira that al besara is more chomer, and it's kamat vade from the guf ukilu, and it's not from machirlis. Memela minisayin nira to be machmer, says the Shevet Alevi, al besara like the Shitas Rambam. However, the Roiv, Paiski is Manenu, Degas Moshe, and Chodshani, and Levush Yoriz, he actually brings down the Shir Shevet Alevi, and he says, even though the Shir Shevet Alevi says to be Machmir, Kvar Nispashta Hira to be Mekel. And Remela, that is how the Maisa of the Paiskim go, that Sai Al Besara, Roiv, Sai Al Besara, Sai Al Chaluka, Sai Al Besara, the only time that it's going to be Vitame is Dafka Bichigris. Now, practically, with regard to the Aruch HaShulchan Shaila, how do you bring a Kesem that's on the body of a Isha to the Rav? There's two simple ways, without getting into the shailas, whether or not the Rav is allowed to look or not allowed to look. Without that, there's two simple ways to do it. One is to take a piece of paper, a thin paper, like baking paper or a very thin paper, and draw the outline, stick it over the kesem and draw the outline. However, the only problem with that is that even though you get the size, you can't get the color. And therefore, sometimes the color is not, if it's clearly dumb, it's clearly dumb. But if the color is questionable, you're not going to be able to do that. Another way to do it, if it's dry, is to take a piece of sellotape, piece of tape, and stick it on top of the kesem, and pull it off, and the dam should come off onto the back of the tape, and then you'll be able to not only see the size, you'll also be able to see the color, and you'll be able to bring it like that to the roof. When you give it away, you wait for it to dry. What's that? No, Tumim Malkim L'Malkim is in a case where you don't know for sure if it came from place A to place B. You don't know if it dripped from Oysa Malkim to the Akev, and from the Akev till I found it on my toe.
I want to say, it started off in place A, hit place B, and got to place C. I never saw that happen. I never saw it in place B. I have to be Torah, then it happened. That's my Machas came to Malachim Malachim. If I know where it was, then that's the regular thing. Now, that's all with Kesem Aninsal Besara. Kesem Aninsal Besara Vichaluka, the those that are Machmer, the Shur Sheva Levi, he's Machmer Lemaisa, and the Shach, and everybody else, but even Lemaisa, there are places Manenu that are Machmer. That Al Besar is going to be Matame, like the Shittas Rambam, but Filo Pachas Echigris, says the Chavasa that the same thing applies Al Besar of Al Chaluko. That's not just when it's Al Besar, anytime that it's Al Besar, even if it's also Al Chaluk, it's also going to become Tami. And Be'etim is Meduil like that in the Gemara. The Gemara says Al Chaluko is Tar, the E, Migufa, Al Besar Yibar Leishtakuche. If you find it al chaluka, the reason why it's tar is because if it came from the basar, then you should have found it on the basar. Mashmois is that if you find it on the chaluk and on the basar, then you don't have that reya of al basar yibar leishtakuche. Harba pasha doesn't mean only on the basar you should find it. Al basar means also on the basar yibar leishtakuche. The mashmois is that in a chanami al basar would be basar of a chaluk would be tamei. The truth is that's what the ra'ah holds. The ra'ah is chaluk on the Rashban Teres Abayis. Rashban Teres Abayis says that we're not toileh. A dam, which is nimsa on the basar, we're not tehila b'chlal, even if she's loved b'shuk shalta b'chem. There's really three shittas with regard to that. The Ravid holds, even just on basar, you're tehila b'shuk shalta b'chem. The Rashba says, it's not like the Gemara. The Rashba says, no, when it's on basar, you're not tehila b'shuk shalta b'chem. When it's basar v'chaluka, you are tehila b'shuk shalta b'chem. And the Ra'ah is chelik there, the Bedek Abayis, and he says, no, even on basar, kol al basar, you're not tehila. And it's meduric like that way in the Gemara, like we said, kol al basar, you're not tehila. And therefore, even if it's basar v'chaluka, it's still going to be a problem. It happens to be that there's a stira in the Diyukim, like the Rashba there in the Mishmaris Abayis speaks about. And that's regardless of the Ra'ah. How do you understand the Gemara? Pashup Shan on the Gemara. The Gemara says, when you find it on Gufa, then you say that it came from Al-Basar, she's Tame. Why? Because Ime Almo, Al-Chaluka Yibor Leishtakuche. It's mashma that if it's on the Basar of a Chaluka, then you're Matari. Mitzad Sheni, if it says, when if it's Al-Chaluka, then you're tar because imig bitar migufa al basar yibalish tekuchei mashma v'san basar v'chaluka. Then you're gonna be tummy. Betzem it's a stir minei ubei savisai. However, you're gonna learn l'chor the pashas is that there's a stir in the yukim. Lachem Simla deals with this. However, l'alach l'maisa the roiv of the paisim say that basar v'shenim basar v'chaluka your tele. The Chavis Das says v'das the Rambam that's machmer al basar even basar v'chaluka you're not tele. And if you look there, the Gedolei Achrayim, they ask, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Lachem Simla, they ask the Chavis Das, you missed the Rambam. The Rambam Furish says in Perek Tes Halacha Chav Gimel, he says, Nimtza hakesem al besara v'chaluka ke'echad, toile b'chol sheyesh lo litli. Nimtza hakesem al besara v'chaluka ke'echad. Mefurish in the Rambam that even though he's machmer just on besara, besara v'chaluka is mekel. The shaila is, how did the Chavis Das miss the Rambam? Maybe just to mimat him a little bit. It's l'chor meduk like this in the Pesach Tshuva. The way that he brings down the halachis. The lashon of the Rambam says, Nimsa kesma besar v'chaluka ke'echod. What does it mean ke'echod? Besar v'chaluka. Ke'echod, the chor of the mashmais is where it's clear that the chaluk was next to the basar. You found it on her chaluk in the same place that you found on the basar. The halach is that we're mekel even when you find it on the chaluk, not keneged the basar. Because we say that the chaluk is asil itapech elech ve'elech. So even if you found it on her basar, in between her legs, and you found it on the chaluk on the outside, on a different spot, and it doesn't exactly match up. We say, yeah, when she was passing by Shukshat Abachim, her skirt moved a little bit, and it was keneged oiso, the place where she found the dam, and they both came from the same place. You can be medayek in the Rambam, the lashon of the Rambam means, al besar v'chaluka ke'echo. No, I'm not going to be teile that the skirt moved around and it moved to the place where the basar is. Only if I find the kesem on the basar and the chaluk that they match up mamish, then I would be mekel. But stamazay in a chanami, attack would not be mekel. The chor medrug like that in the lashon of the Chavis Das. He says, "Vafilu a kesem in the Pesach Tshuva, vafilu a kesem shebegadel shalai keneged a kesem shal besara, she came derech a chaluk leisapach heinik lehena." Even if the kesem on the chaluk doesn't match up with the kesem on the basar, still we could be mekel. V'ayim v'chavis das, shuz aloi kosev kein, ala degam al besar v'chaluka tzmeo, b'kol shulai Rambam. He brings down right after the din of the chol kosev l'sapach elu elich, he brings down this din, the chavis das is machmer. Mashma b'negeta that kula, to say that the cholak is mitapach, that's where in the chanami is machmer. La'alach l'mayis, like we mentioned, l'chur the poiskim go, that al besar, like the stima samachaber, al besar has the same din as chaluka, and the kol pachas michigris,
is in a Hanami not going to be a problem. That's Siv Vav. Siv Zayin. Im horge pishpesh o hericha reichoi teile bayad keturmes. Somebody that kills a pishpesh is able to be teile ad keturmes, which is bigger than a grist. And even though mitzdama, we're not going to allow you to have such a tliya, if I know for sure that there was one that was killed, either I killed it or I smelled it, so I know that one was smushed, then I'm allowed to be teile ad keturmes. Now, the Badei Shulchan, the Shevet Halevi, they both point out that even though a turmis is almost twice the size of a gris, bizmanenu, we're not going to have that kula of pishpesh ad keturmes. And the reason is because our pishpeshim, our bed bugs, are not, they're not the same size as the pishpeshim of Chazal, and mamela, we're not going to give you that kula of ad keturmes. That means even though when it comes to machilis, we're mekel out to loy gozru, but the legazru they only had was benegia to a machilis. We don't find the legazru benegia to a pishpish. The frat that we paskin that even in a place with it's the way that the machaber paskins is only if you kill it. Mashmois is that it's a regular tliya. It doesn't have a din of a legazru. The mele, if it's a regular tliya, you can only be tela how much dam the mice it is. And the pashas the pishpish could be does not even put out the amount of a machilis. The side of your side can be able to be tela. The only question is, where is this sif negea? If I kill a pishpish and I find a little bit more than a gris, what's the halacha if I kill a pishpish and I find a little more than a gris? So lachora, I should have a gris plus the amount that I killed from the pishpish, because I've really gone through adki gris, and then the hisafa, the va'oid, comes from the tliya that I have. Forget, pretend that I didn't kill a pishpish, I killed a cat. So then I'm allowed to get the amount of the however much dam the cat has together with my chaylis. L'chur that a machirlis with a before shalach actually later on it's sif chavav. Nisaske bedam sheyaf sheshim in a kesem like a gris and nimtzalek a shnei gris and raise that like gris bedam shenisas gris machirlis. If you are nisaske in a gris, then you find a kesem that's two grisim. That means even if it's round and it looks like one kesem, but the size is two grisim, then you're allowed to be tailing one gris and a machirlis and the second gris in the asik. So l'chur the same thing would apply over here. You should be able to be tailing one gris in the machirlis and the little bit more in the hisaskis, the hariga of the pishpesh that the guy killed. The truth is that the Sidra Torah brings down this question from the Sidra Torah. The Pesach Shu brings it down from the Sidra Torah. The Sidra Torah is mistopic. And we should say, how come it says when you kill a pishpesh, you only have keturmis, you should have a turmis and a gris? The Tzarechim is mistopic. The Chavos Das, he also asks the same question. He says, no. Any time that we give you a pishpesh, then be'etzem it's begeder le'gozu. We're not giving you a machirlis plus a pishpesh. Whenever we give you the kula of a pishpesh, it's ki'ilu, as we said, we give you a freebie up to the amount of a pishpesh. The same way you buy machirlis. Not every single machirlis puts out a gris of dam. The biggest machirlis puts out a gris of dam. Nevertheless, we always say, we give you a free machirlis and the biggest amount that a machirlis can put out. If I find a bug, if I kill a bug which is bigger than a machirlis, I'm not going to say that, oh, now I'm allowed to have a machirlis plus the bigger bug. No, I'm giving you a bigger bug. I found a bigger bug which is bigger than a machirlis, so mamela, I'm allowed to give you up to a turmis. But I'm not giving you a turmis plus a pishpish. That's what the Chavos Das says. The Sidra Torah Kinnira did not learn that way. The Sidra Torah Lechura learned that it's a begeder tliya. And Bifrat, the way that we paskin bizmanenu, that it is only begeder tliya, we don't have pishpishin that put out a turmis, so we're only going to give you the amount of dam that we know that you killed. So Lechura is begeder tliya, we would be able to give you a pishpish, a machulis, plus the amount of dam of a pishpish that you killed. Even though Lechura bizmanenu, I don't know if we have machulis in. Lechura, any machulis, any bug that we kill, we consider it a machirlis. I killed a mosquito last week. And Kinnira bit somebody. Mosquitoes, I killed one last night also. But it didn't have any blood. Zero. Effort. When after they bite somebody, then they're full of blood. I killed one last week. And I got probably a half of a gris from the dead machirlis. I was extremely surprised by the amount of dam that I found in the And it happens to be that mosquitoes could be found on the body. It's not just that they're not the body is bodicates of mosquitoes. For sure not. If there's dam inside of the mosquito, that means that he bit somebody. That means he was on somebody's body. They're very mutsy. It's certainly not bodic. And we do have tlias in mosquitoes and other things like that. The shaila is, are we going to give you, what's with a pishpesh? Are we going to give you a mosquito plus a pishpesh? Or anything that's less, any bug which is less than the size of machilis, in a chanami, it all goes underneath together of machilis. Maybe that's good for the shayla of the tzarachin of the Sidra Torah. If it ever happens, tasa shayla tzacham. If it does, then probably she's getting a Vestal.
Im ein akesem b'mokem echad kigus sifches. Im ein bekesem b'mokem echad kigus va'oid. Af al pish yesh am tipen harbe smuchen zelazad shim insarfin yesh behem yesh michagus. Tero shonet elin kol tipen v'tipen b'kino ad shibe kigus va'oid b'mokem echad. The machaber is soisim. He brings down two shittas in sifches b'negeit the tziruf of tipen al b'saro. He's soisim l'kula that there's no chilek between choluk and basar, and by both of them we say that tipen are not mitzarf tigris, and even if you have 217 dots, and altogether it's way more than tigris. Each one of the 217 would turn into a machilis. The yesher mim dahani milik shenim tzal chaluka al min tzal basar mitzarf in the tigris v'oid. Those that say that this halacha only applies al chaluka, but al basara we are mitzarf the tipen into a gris. L'chura. To feed the klal that we mentioned before in the machaber, then the machaber is being makel here, and he's saying that not only, like we said in Tzivav, that a tipa on the basar is not matam until it's a gris, not only that, they're also not mitzarf. If you have many tipas, they're not mitzarf, the same way al-chalukah, they're not mitzarf, so too, al-masar, they're not mitzarf. However, la'alach la'maisa, roiv of the gedele achrenim, say that we paskin like the bach paskins, even though we paskin the first time in Tzivav, over here we paskin like the yeshemim. Kal v'chomer l'fi the shach that says that we pass like the Rambam that holds your matami even any tipa, you don't need to come on to tziruf. But even those that are mekel, nevertheless they're machmer over here. If you look at the Sidra Tara, who was also one of the people that was mekel, he says even though the mechaber brings it down as a yesh erimim, nevertheless it's the shita of Rav Rishonim. He says the Ramban, the Ravid, Rabbi Seinu Tzefatim, they're all the Tur, the Rashba. He says Rav Rishonim, they might still hold like this yesh erimim, that we are mitzaref the tipas that are on the basar, and even though the Rajban Teres Abai says that in Cheshbin of the Sugya, he says that it comes out that you're not going to be mitzaref the tipas on the basar, Lamaisa, Allah, Lamaisa, we go that they are mitzaref. Kol al basar is more chomer, and in a chanami it's going to be mitzaref, and so that means even in Cheshbin of Sugya, the Mekilim that came out in Cheshbin of Sugya to be Mekel, Allah, Lamaisa, they were machmer to be mitzaref al basar. That's how we go, Allah, Lamaisa. The place where Allah said that in the Chanami al Basar we're going to be with Sarif the Tipin. Now it happens to be that this any part of the body which is Keneged Beis HaTorfa. Now this is a very big Chiddush L'chur this din. Because why am I being more Machmer al Basara than al Chaluka? Because Lashon of the Rishonim is, Taisa says, we saw in Chesamad Aleph, that it's not so musty to find Machelis in on Basara like it is to find al Chaluka. Bechlal, the Rush says, not Mosi Bechlal to find it on Besarim. So the reason why I'm Mitzaref it is because instead of saying that it came from four Machilasin, I'd rather say that it came from Besara, from Gufa. So let me ask you, if I have 10 drops and all the 10 drops together don't equal a gris, what do I say on Besara? That there's 10 Machilas. But if I have 5 drops and altogether they do equal a gris, then I can say, oh, it's not Mitzaref that they all came from Machilasin. Rather, it must be that it came from Besara. It's a little bit of a stira in the Havan of the Indian. Do we say that the goof is Badegat the Machrilis? You're telling me that in a case where I could have 10 drops, and I would say that they're all Machrilisin. And if they're 5 drops, then no, they're not all Machrilisin. So you could say, no, it's, when you have 10 drops, it's not really 10 Machrilisin, it's 1 Machrilis that's flatter. But L'chor is a Zoychik, like the Lech Masim, if you look at the Lech Masim, he's Be'etzim Ma'ur, this Nakuda. And he says, in parentheses, he says, your LMI want to say that one kesem came from, all the dots came from one machilis which splattered. I don't know if we find such a mustig that the machilis didn't splatter. And he says, this is echik to say that. Nevertheless, the Havana is that even though you're right, you could come out that there's going to be a case that I'm going to be tailor 10 machilis in, 10 drops and 10 machilis in, and 5 drops that won't be tailor. The Nakuda is called Kama that I could be tailor. Since it's not mutzi to have machilis in, any yechilis that I have to say that it didn't come from machilis, I'm going to do that. So until I get up to a gris, so then I always have the legazu, and legazu is even al yitzir, if legazu above me a gris. Therefore, I always say that it's a machilis. I'm stuck. Once I'm out of the amount of a gris, then I'll, even if it's not mistaver b'etzim, I'm going to say that it came from the sorrow. I'm not going to say that it came from the machilis. Now the shayla is, like was really asked here before, where on the guf do we say that it's mistarif? Let's say you have one on her leg, higher up, and one on her toe. Do we say also that the two are mitzaref, they both came from the same place? Or in that case, it's pasha that it came from machrilisin. So chavis das bavarnzis, chavis das chedushim. And he says, no, afilu rechaykim zemizeh. He says, ein mitzarefin.
And he says, Ein teilen bibisara bishum achilis de loishchiach. We're not teilen bibisara, he says, even if there are chaykim zemizeh, he says. We're not teilen bishum achilis de loishchiach. Mitzarfim. Vafilu rechaykin harbe, it's in chidushim yud aleph. Sorry, and the Maram came and said, biurim yud aleph, it should say chidushim yud aleph. Mitzarfim. Vafilu rechaykin harbe, the ein teilen bibisara bishum achilis de loishchiach. They're mitzarif, even if they're far away, because they're not telling b'shum achilis. What does that mean, they're not telling b'shum achilis? You told me that they're mitzarif together, even if they're rochak. That means that if altogether it's less than a gris, then we are telling them achilis. But then you say that, kol kama, that altogether it is more than a gris, then they are mitzarif, even if they're rochakim zemizek, because we're not telling a gris. If it's less than a gris, we are telling a gris. But if it's more than a gris, then we're never telling b'shum achilis. What does he mean exactly? It's not clear. In other words, it seems to be saying this, you say that we're saying beforehand, and that is that any time that it's out of the amount of a gris, we're going to be tailored in Misara, even if it's very far-fetched. Lamaisa, if it's less than a gris, we're chayv to say that it came from Achilis. But once it's more than a gris, then even if it's far away, then we're going to be Matami. The shayla is, what if it's not shayach that they both could have come from the same place? For example, Alakeva. Alakeva, or it came from, one of them is on her leg, or thigh, inside, and one of them is Akeva. Now Akeva is only, like we'll see, hopefully they saw it, only if you sit Kiderach HaYishma'ilim. They sit like Indian style, where your leg is underneath HaYisamakim, then it's shy to get there. Now that means that it could only have gotten there if she was sitting like that. L'chura, it couldn't have come at the same time as the other dam, as the dam of that was on her leg. L'chura, they didn't come together. Is it mitzvah to say that it all came, in such a case, are we going to be mitzvah it? We're going to say, no, this is zikr, two things of dam, this is two re'is of dam, two ksam of dam, and l'chura, we wouldn't be mitzvah it. So the truth is that the Shevet HaLevi says, even with regard to the case of the Chavetz Das, even with regard to the case of the Chavetz Das, he says, mokum atzerech yesh l'hakol, because surely, in such a case, you could be mekel. Shalaz, according to the Chavetz Das, who's not machmir, what would be in a case where it's not shaykh? Maybe the svara is the nechanami, even if we know that they couldn't have come together. Al basar is so chomer, we know that this amount of dam is coming out, we're going to be mitanu. The pashtus is not that way. The pashtus l'chari should be mitzaver, that even in the feeder machmirim, in a case where they didn't come together, we're not going to be mitzaver. Where it's clear that it couldn't have come together. Now, with regard to being mitzaref, so al chaluk we pass on that you're not mitzaref. The shayla is, what happens if you find it on a pleat? You find the kesem on a pleat, so that means that if you move away the pleat, you separate it, the SM, it's on the shirt, keneged beis yad, keneged beis haterfa, you separate the pleat, and now you have two ksamim, each one is less than a gris. What's the halacha in that case? So we saw the Pesach Shuvah brings down from the Chacham Sodom. He's mitzadet lahokol when it's on a pleat. Not only that, he's mitzadet lahokol even by a seam. Even when a pleat which is sewn together, it says be'etzem inside, if you take out the stitch, then you would have a place inside. It's not like two pieces pergadim that are sewn together, that if you would take it off, there would be, if you take out the seam, the whole beged would separate into two different pergadim. A pleat is something which, even if it was sewn on the pleat, if you take out the stitch, then you still have the entire beged there, and you can separate the beged, and it'll turn into two ksamim instead of one kesem. He's mitzadin, can't done in such a case, it's mekel. Lamais lepreskin for sure, a machmer in that case. However, in the case where it's a pleat which is not sewn together, that's a bigger shaylo. This is really a very common case. A woman, most ksamen that we have is manenu, a woman finds an underwear. Very often the panel of the underwear is not flat. It gets scrunched up. And the mela kesem falls on top of it. And if you would flatten it out, you'll see that it separates, the kesem separates. And what you thought was a gris beforehand is now no longer a gris. It's actually three different ksamim. Altogether it's a gris. But now it's three ksamim. What do we say in such a case? The seems that the consensus among the poskim is that kol kama, that it's borer, that it all came at one time, and it's just clearly you separated apart, then in such a case we'd be machmer. However, where you have any tzad to be say that it didn't come at the same time, it's not clear 100%, then there's already tzad to be make like the Chacham Sodom. That's only when it's not sewn. If it's sewn, then it's clear that it's one thing. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, he says, Bechlal, I don't know how you could be make, he's ma'ir on the Chacham Sodom. He says, you said that Pashas should be
Pasuk you should be make on such a case. It says Pasuk should be machmir. Nila nistaiti kokama that it's nicker to everybody that it's one kesem. Lachor you should be machmir. And then the chanami. That's how we go. If it's nicker to everybody that's one kesem, then we're going to be machmir. However, if it's not so nicker, then we're not machmir. What would be in a case where you have two ksamim that are mitzuruf together, there's a line that attaches it. It's two drops, and there's a little bit of red maybe that even touch that connects the two drops, but we clearly see them as two drops. What's the halacha in that case? Do we say that you mitzuruf them together or not? Tzemach Tzedek declares this, and the Shevet Halevi and the Chutshani, they say that you mitzaref them together. However, Brookwood says that Kokama, that you could tell that they came at two different times, and clearly, which you could, very often you could tell, this is something that should be brought to Rav. However, where it can be clearly seen that they did not come at the same time, then it's clearly two ksamim, then in the Chanam we make, even though they touch at some point, so generally when two ksamim touch, we say that it's all mitzaref together. Nevertheless, if it clearly looks like it's two ksamim, that it came, two drops came at two different times, even if altogether it's going to be a gris, we would be making on such a case. That's with regard to being mitzaref tipin al chaluka. Fifth test. Kesem animtal besarish hu arach kiritsuo, oi ogon, oi shahoyu tipin. Oi shahoyu arach hakesem al recha virecha shayenir ki iluhu mimata lamala, horlevu kenegin beisatorfa tmeya venermi ilunatav menaguf lahayekazen. The Bach is matmiya on this halacha, that l'chor this halacha only works out according to one shita in Sifches. However, like the Shach says, points out, and this is the way that the Achrayim understand, that this Sif test is talking about, regardless of how you learn the Sugya, this halacha applies. That means whether you learn that these tipin are talking about less than a gris, or whether you learn that the tipin are talking about they're more than a gris, you have the same shayla, and that is that even if in it of itself the tipa should have been mitame because it's more than a gris, but where it comes out in a certain shape, then lechura advar meichichim that the dam did not come from her and the dam came from someone else. She got splattered from somewhere else. Whether it's a, you learn like the Rambam, this is even the Rambam, you can have this. Even if a tipa achas pachas micha gris is mitame, but in a case where it's tzuras in meichachas elov that it didn't come igufa, maybe it should be mitame. This was really the topic of the Gemara according to the Rambam and Rashi. It was Machlokes Rishonim how to learn this. But l'chor, this is true. It's the halacha should be true according to everybody. It's a shayla in the Gemara. Do we say Tzurasun Mechachas Alav that it didn't come Igufa, or do we not say that? Ziboid lo yifshita, Pashas Ziboid lo yifshita. L'halacha l'maisa, we go l'chumra, and that's the way the Mechaber passes. The shayla is why? Why do we go l'chumra? B'ksam m'shem l'hokal. Why should we go l'chumra b'chlal? The truth is, if you look at the Rush when he brought this down, he was matad like that. Some Mishrim Lahakal, he says. Then he says, no, the Dichoy the Gemara is the Cherm. It's only a Dichoy, but in the Chanam is Halacha, where Takamachmer. It's not exactly clear. L'chur, the Pashup Shad is because since it's Al Basara, call Al Basara Machmer. Like the Lashon of the Rashba. It's Raglaim Ladover, V'chazokha Shemiguf Asya. When it's on Basara, it's much more Chomer, there's much more Vitzad, and therefore Mitzarif Tipin, even if it's not so Mitzavar. And even if it's Rochik possibly, and Kol HaBesara according to Rambam, there's no Shir Bechlal, and Chalukah and Besara says the Rashba, even in a case where it's Shaykh that the Dam came from a Shuk Shel Tabachim, Kilunite is Benir Yigalaya, it says it could be that it did get past their Chalik. Nevertheless, we're not going to be Taylor when it's on Besara, Kivin de Migufa, Kachazio, Ubigufa Yishtakach, Raglaim Ladover, Vechazoka de Migufa, Osi, and therefore much more Machmar when it comes to the Guf, and therefore over here, we're going to be machmer, even if Tzurasim, the pashtus is that Tzurasim is mechachas that did not come from the guf. In this case, we're going to be machmer and say that she's tameo, kol kama that we have no tliya of a makashe begufa, who could then be like the same sifin aleph. Sif yud. These are very negei halachis, both the beginning and the end. Dovashin v'kalatuma and sivoinim. And it's kedai to know the practical application. Kesem shenim tal davar shenim makabel tuma loy gozer alav mechalas loy gozer alav. Together is like the lashon that we saw by pachas michigris that it's together loy gozer. Interestingly enough, when it comes to he says ketzad batka karka olam oy beis akisa shenim makabel tuma oy kol davar shenim makabel tuma v'yosh v'leo matzu by kesem. Then the halacha is yotar v'chin kesem shenim tal beget tavua tahira. He doesn't say Legozu, interestingly enough, by Beged Tavua. He says it by Davashin Makabal Tumu. Fikach says the Ramah, Tavashish Bigdis, Yvain Midel Asilam Iksam. Now, this halacha of Davashin Makabal Tumu, the reason why they were not crazy Iksam is Machlek Tushin. The Rajba says, Ken Zain Chidushim, the Rajba says, that Ken Zain, it's not a milsa d'shchicha that a woman should sit and be mishtamish with a davar she'en makabel tuma, most kelim are makabel tuma, anything, and she's sitting on it makabel tuma, she has something which is not makabel tuma, it's a milsa d'shchicha, milsa d'shchicha l'gozer barabonim. The Ran, he brings out another pshat Rajba, and this is how the Ran goes. He says, no, the Ran says that the whole gzera of Ksamim was k'day that we shouldn't become to be, why were we mitame the isha? K'day that we shouldn't come to be mitame, we couldn't be mitare the beged. When the dam comes out of the isha, even if the isha is tahura because she wasn't margish, however, the dam is tameh that came out of her. And the dam touches the beged, it's going to be matam of the beged. If we're going to be matar of the isha and be matam of the beged, what's going to end up happening is we're going to end up being matar of the beged. How could it be? They have this theory that the isha is tahura and the beged is tameh. Elamai, we have to make also the isha tameh that we shouldn't come to be matam of the beged, matar of the beged. Mamele in a case where it's a davar she'ina makabel tumah, so the beged is not tameh, there's no siba, there's no svara to be matam of the isha. Because I'm not scared you're going to come to me with the beged. The beged is tahar. It's not going to have a kabbal tumah. Taisis brings down the halacha of Mishtisis, Taisis Mechadish, on Nunches Amad Aleph, that this halacha doesn't only apply to something which is makabal tumas of Ksamim, it's also something which is makabal nothing to do with tumas Isha. Something which is makabal tumas Negoim also is considered a davar makabal tumah, the Indian tumas Ksamim. Now, Lechera, okay, the Pashat Mashmoy says that that's Gishmak Lekid Rajba. Lekid Rajba, it says that it's Milsad Leishchicha, so then you can understand it's Milsad Leishchicha that she should be Mishtamish with something which is not Makabal any Tumah. And if it's, even if it's Makabal Tumah Stagoyim, that's enough that it should be considered Dovar Makabal Tumah, that it should be Shayat in the Pashat of Tum. Now, La Alach Lemaisa, do we go with this Taisvis that even something which is not Makabal Tumah, it's only Makabal Tumah Stagoyim, is also considered Makabal Tumah? Then the Shachia, we go with it, Alach Lemaisa. And this would be very Negea, La Alach Lemaisa, even though the Ramah says that something which is not Makabal Tumah, if it's Mechubar Lakarka, it's not Makabal Tumah, Bisakisa Shalano, it's Mechubar Lakarka, and therefore it's not Makabal Tumah, Lechura, on a house, or maybe a bathroom of something which is Mechubar to a bayis, which is makabel tumas nagoyim, lechora would be shaykh to have a tumas ksam. Yushalayim, it's a shaykh whether or not there was tumas nagoyim b'chal in Yushalayim. Lein eschal kol nishvatim, it has to be a place which was shaykh to nishvatim. However, anywhere else in Eretz Yisrael that you might live is makabel tumas nagoyim. And b'meila, a house should also be makabel tumas nagoyim. If you find it on the floor of the house, then lechora should be makabel tumas nagoyim, and it should be makabel tumas ksam. Chutzlar, it wouldn't be. Which that in itself is lechura. The Achrenim ask that it's a little bit modern to say that there's a chilek in dini ksamim between whether or not you're in chutzlars and Eretz Yisrael. Sidur Torah Tain is bechlal. A wall of a house also it has to be made from tit and avonim and offer. It has to be made from a few different things together for it to be able to be considered to be tamei tumas nagoyim. Avonim, offer with tit, and lav dafka are our asim. I think it has. Is one of them Aitzim? Aitz Evan Wafra. Thank you. Aitz Evan Wafra. So, in America, they make houses out of Aitzim. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't make houses out of Aitzim. They make it out of Avonim. So, generally, you don't have. To have all three of them together in one in your wall is not going to be so common. And therefore, practically, it's not going to make that much of an afkamina in most instances. However, it's not clear, Bechlal, that we go like the Shach. Rav Achrenim seem to be ma'ur on the Shach and Teres Hashlamim, that it doesn't apply, it's not Negea, and in a Chanami, it would have to be that it's Mekabel other Tumah besides Tumas Ksamim for it to be considered a Dover HaMekabel Tumah. Befrat, it's mavur that way in Rav Rishenim. Rav Rishenim, that did not answer Tesis's Kasha from Mashtisa, the same way Tesis answered. Tesis says, you're right, Mashtisa is not Mekabel Tumah, it's Mekabel Tumah Negoim. The Rajba, the Ragvid, the Balamor, they also answer the question b'chal differently. The Ravid says vaisleis from here that even a davar she'en makabel tumah is makabel tumas ksamim. The Balamor says no, it's not talking about the Rajba Balamor. They say that no, it's not talking about the pshute kliyets which is not makabel tumah. It's talking about the shesti or the erev, the strings that are going back and forth. That is makabel tumah. So Rav and the Rishenim b'chal didn't hold like Tesis
to say that it's a davar makabel tumas nagayim is makabel tumas ksamim. This teshuva brings down over here, which is lechera maybe the most common application of this halacha, and that is, according to this lechera, first of all, if a woman finds a kesem on a toilet or something which is mechubel karka in a chanami, that is considered a davar she'ina makabel tuma, and it's not makabel tumas ksamim. She finds it on the floor of the bathtub, it's not makabel tumas ksamim. Now, if she finds it on a kinuach, what's the halacha in that case? So we saw this Pesach Teshuva brings down many shitas in the Achrayim with regard to paper. What halachic status does paper have? Now, all types of paper that they talked about, they have paper in the olden days, paper nowadays, paper which is ma'isa levadim. Levadim means like felt. What levadim is, generally, when you make a beged, you take temer pishtim. You either take wool or linen, and you make it into strands, and you sew them together, and you weave them together. In such a case, it has a din of a beged. If you take temer and you bang it out, you don't make it into strands. You bang it out. It's one, it's like miksha achas. That's ma'isa levadim, and that also says the Rambam. It's a tesefta really nigoyim that says that also has makabel tumas nigoyim. That is makabel tuma, even though it wasn't woven. And it wasn't sown, and nevertheless, that's makabel tumas nagoyim. Therefore, if you take mulch, or you take some pieces, you take pieces of wood, and you grind them up, and you smush them together, then it could be that also has the same halachic status of levadim, and it would be makabel tuma. Well, regardless of whether or not regular paper does have a din of makabel tuma, says Ramayish and Igris, that zikr, our toilet paper, is not makabel tuma. Why is it not makabel tuma? Why is it not makabel tuma? Because it's not made for a shimush. It's not osili iskayim bechlal. It's made for a one-time use. It's not made. You can't use it even if you wanted to. You can't use it again. It's not, and certainly no one would use it again. That's not what it's made for. And therefore, it's not makabel tuma. And therefore, a kesem which is nimsa on toilet paper bismanenu, even if you want to say that there are different types of paper, the toilet paper, the standard tissue or toilet paper, is not makabel tuma, and therefore it's not makabel tumas ksamim. Even if it's triple ply. Unless you wash it and dry it. What's that? Not anything disposable. Lav daf doesn't mean anything disposable, because something which is disposable could be a proper kli. We got to just use them. We live in the 21st century. A plastic cup you could use for weeks on end. It's a perfectly fine cup. We'd rather not wash it and keep it around, so we throw it out. And you can buy 150 of them for 3 shekel. But it's not for the best that it's not a roi kli. Something which is not roi to have a ki in bechlal, that in chanami is something which is not, says Ramesh, would not be makabel tuma. So it doesn't mean that anything which is chad pami. Oh, we'll get to that in a minute. Maybe, if we don't get thrown out. The Lemaisa. In America, that's how they go, like Ramesha, that a davar she'ein makabel, that a toilet paper is not makabel tumas ksamim, and not makabel tuma, and therefore not makabel tumas ksamim. In Eretz Yisrael, there are some that are machmer with regard to this. Most halacha ravachas of most paiskim is also like in America, that it doesn't have a din of kabbalah tuma, and therefore it's not makabel tumas ksamim. Nevertheless, there's two other possible reasons why we might be metame a kinuach that has dam on it. The first one is, like the Pesach Teshuva brought down from the Sidur Torah. Sidur Torah is mechadish, that even if you have dam on a davar she'ein makabel tuma, if that's sitting on top of something which is makabel tuma, a kli which is makabel tuma, then it's metame the kli, and once you're metame the kli, you have to metame the isha. Anytime that you're metame the kli, you have to metame the isha. So if you have a piece of toilet paper sitting on top of a kli, which is makabel tuma, then you have to metame the isha. Says L'chura, you can be medayi from here, and this is how some of the Achrayim learn, that anytime that a woman does a kinuach, she's holding the piece of toilet paper in her hand, she's makabel tuma. Once she's makabel tuma, v'meila, she's makabel, even though the toilet paper is not makabel tuma, she's makabel tuma, and therefore the isha is going to be tuma. The pre-deya, on the other hand, says not that way. The pre-deya here, he brings down the sidur tire, and he says, even the sidur tire is going to be maskim, that even if you want to tell me that a kesem which is on toilet paper, which is on top of a kli, is going to be makabel tumas ksamim, if it's a kesem on top of toilet paper, on top of her hand, it's not going to be. Why? Because where did she get that kinuach from? Where did she get that dam from? She wiped it off of her body. That means that the dam already touched her body beforehand. That means she was already tamei out the dam from beforehand. So she's not becoming tamei now because of the kinuach which is sitting on top of her. She was already tamei beforehand. Memela, she's not becoming tamei because of this kesem, and therefore the kesem goes basar shas matzias like kesem. So as tumas ksamim. As tumas maga, she was ready to tell me before him. As tumas ksamim, we go about to shas matzias kesem that was on the toilet paper. If she's not becoming tummy because of this kesem, then we're not going to be metame. Ramesh goes like this also. When he gets to this nekuda, he says this dinah sidra tara is only benegea to if the thing becomes tummy nowadays. Now, if it's already tummy before him, then he says woman bismanin, we're not asik bataris. We're all tummy satisfied. Ramela, this halacha is not negea. Now, be'etzem, this is a question, you can answer the question on any davar sheni makabel tuma. How could you tell me davar sheni makabel tuma is not makabel tuma tumim, davar makabel tuma is makabel tuma tumim, bizmanenu, all kalim are ready tumim tumas meis, and therefore everything is tumim bizmanenu. Everything was ready touched, everything is ready tumim, how do you have it? That's a good aura. If you look at the magia on Ramesh's Truva, he got his machalik between the two of them in a nice way. But l'chore, this is the way that the pre-deya and Ramesh go, that we're not machmer for the Sidre Tara because we're not the din of the Sidre Tara is only in a case where we're Tara's bismanenu and that where the thing is actually becoming tummy now and here the thing is not actually becoming tummy. Nevertheless, the Chutshani was taka machmer for the Sidre Tara. Nevertheless, the Chutshani is chayish for the Sidre Tara. There's another tam that we might be machmer with regard to a kinuach, and that is like Rabbi Yashiv says. When the woman is mekaneach, where did she get that dam from? Her body. So it's ready on her body beforehand. It's ready on her body beforehand. The body is a davar makabel tuma. All she did was wipe it off as a davar makabel tuma and put it onto a davar sheni makabel tuma. And memela, in such a case, is already tummy from beforehand, and therefore the kinuach is not going to help you that which is not makabel tuma because she is already tummy b'asta kesem even before it got onto the kinuach. So it would never be negia this heter of davar sheni makabel tuma on only if it drips out. And it comes onto a davarham shenu makabel tuma. No, if it went straight out, and it didn't get on it. Kinuach means that you got it from her body. But if it dripped out, she's in the shower, and it drips out of her body, and it never went to, drips out of Eisim Makam onto the... What's that? What do you mean it only started? Oh, so what's up shot that there's a lot of preskim that are not choshev or moshe? Because the pashas is like we'll see b'hemshech that the tumah goes is only defined by b'shas metzias hakesem. We don't define even though we could figure out that it might have been there beforehand. But l'maisa the tumah goes b'shas metzias hakesem, and we'll find many nafkaminas beis Hashem with regard to this halacha. When the metzias hakesem really we'll see it in sifrim later on. That's what makor for this din that it goes b'shas metzias hakesem. But l'halacha l'maisa we passing that we go b'shas metzias hakesem, and therefore even if you wiped it off, now if a woman knows that there's something wet there, and then she wipes it off, maybe that's a different tzad. The pashas is that she still doesn't know that it's a kesem of dam. Nevertheless, and therefore, the metzias hakesem, the pashas is only considered when she actually finds it. The l'halacha l'maisa, what do? So anytime that we have, there are tzaddas to be machmer, there's a sidra tara that some are machmer, some hold that it's davar makabel tuma, some hold that like Rabbi Yashiv, there are tzaddas to be machmer. I think the halacha revachas of most poskim is to be mekel. Certainly in a case where you have another suffix together with it, you certainly can be mekel. For example, you're not sure if it's red, you're not sure if it's a gris. Anytime that you have another suffix with it, then certainly you'll be able to be mekel because there are many people that are mekel even without that. Al derech zeh, a woman that finds a kesem on a pad, what's halacha? It's better made out of cotton, which is unprocessed, and it's just packed together and turned into a pad. What's halacha in such a case? Is that something which is not makabel tuma or something which is makabel tuma? Did you turn it into a kli or no? The pashas is that it's not makabel tuma, and therefore it's unprocessed. You never turned it into a bag, and therefore it's not makabel tuma. Many places can go like that. That it's not makabel tuma, and therefore any kesem you're going to find it is not a problem. Now,
There are those that are machmer because of Sidra Tara. The Chut Shani, for example, who is machmer b'negiyat kinuach, is also machmer here. The woman is carrying the pad, which is not makabel tumah. So you're right that the pad is not makabel tumah, but the woman is makabel tumah, and she's carrying it. So the pad is on top of the ish, which is makabel tumah. So all that is a tzad to be machmer. There are those that are machmer because if you stick it onto the beged, the backing is sticky. If you stick it onto the beged, then it becomes tuffle to the beged. Once it goes top of the beged, even though it in itself is not makabel tumah, it becomes nisbach, it becomes a chilek of the beged, and that is makabel tumah. Since that is makabel tumah, the male would be makabel samim also. Now, either way, the chayr should be okay. Either way, the chayr is as far as to be matamit in a chanami. The chayr. The Bederech klal, women, Peskim are mako with regard to this. Even with regard to this, they also consider davashin makabel tuma. However, it gets a little bit tricky with a pad, and therefore one should bring in the shiloh. Besides the fact that since it's so absorbent, you really don't know exactly how much dam is there, and you have to be choshish that maybe something is really going on. In such a case, either ask a question beforehand or ask a question afterwards. Either one of the two. But the halakha is not so pashut, so just find out beforehand whether or not it's your rav holds that it's a davar makabel tumah or it's not a makabel tumah, and you can just ignore it. Or it is considered a davar makabel tumah. Some places can say that in a chanami you shouldn't stick it on the sticking of the backing. You could put it down, but don't stick on the backing, and it shouldn't become bustle to the beged.
This
what?
No,
I'll say tuffle to the beged. In a chanami we're not crazy for the sidra tara, but maybe it becomes tuffle to the beged. It's not tuffle to the beged, it's not going to become tuffle if you don't stick it on. What's that? Is there a Shabbos problem? That was in, I don't know, that was last month. That's, no. Tfira Sheina Shal Kayama, you could be Mako. No, it's okay.
No,
not to tie it, not to tie it on. Depending where you live. Depending where you live. Yeah. Yerushalayim, everybody's, yeah, you could ask your Rav that too. Either way, if you want to, I'll stop a couple of, what some people do for a bad is that they put in a one drop of food coloring, and then it turns the whole pad colored, and then forget the davar shenu makabel tumah, it's already considered tzivayim, and you don't have to worry about that. They also sell black pads. We'll get to that in a minute. With regard to a beged that's not makabel tumah, let's say you have a beged, the whole underwear that's not makabel tumah, or a more common case, most underwear is made out of cotton for good reason, because it's very uncomfortable not. However, we have tights, stockings that are made out of nylon, polyester. It's plastic, really, that's him, which is made out of petroleum, which is not makabel tumah. What's the halacha if you take something which is not makabel tumah and you turn it into a beged to make it that should be makabel tumah? What's the halacha in that case? So the truth is, there's really a shayla that comes before that, and that is, okay, we'll get to that in a second. What's with this? So Ramesh is mitzadid. He says mitzadid that once you turn it into a beged, so maybe even though plastic is not makabel tumah, that's when it's a kli, which is makabel, it's not makabel tumah. Once you weave it into strands, and you take the strands and you make it into a beged, then a beged is makabel tumah. He's masik takanat. The Shev Levi is also masik maker adin takanat. And Ravad is masik that it's takanat, even if not. The Badei Shulchan and the Minchas Yitzchak, they tie in a no. The Gemara is marbe. Anything which is considered a beged is going to be marbe the tumah. So even though in and of itself, rubber or plastic is something which is not makabel tumah, but if you have a way to weave threads of plastic into a beged, then echram is going to be makabel tumah. Now, with regard to tights, lechora, it's a moot point because generally they're not white. Generally it's considered tzivayim. Now you have to know if that color is considered tzivayim. We'll get to that in a minute. But the pashas is that color is considered tzivayim. The standard tights is considered tzivayim, and therefore, even though it's not makabel tumah, it is makabel. It's not makabel tumah, but it is makabel tumah if you turn it into a beged. Nevertheless, it's considered tzivayim, and therefore it wouldn't be an issue. The more practical application would be of a woman that does, during Zayin Nikim or something, that she's taka, is spotting, and she has a heter to wear davar shein makabel tumah. The best thing is not to wear a beged, which is not makabel tumah. The best thing, the pashas would be to wear a pad, which is not makabel tumah. In oifen, the best oifen, you don't stick it down. That would be the best oifen, according to those shitas. Because if you're chesh with sidra tara, it's not going to help you to have a beged either, because the beged is sitting on the goof. So alamai, we're not chesh with sidra tara, might as well go with the shitas that a pad is better.
and it's not a beged, and just don't attach it to the back. That's with regard to a dover sheni makabel tumah. With regard to tzivayinim, so the Gemara has a machlekes with regard to tzivayinim, whether or not there's a kula of tzivayinim. And the Rishonim are chaylik lahalach lemaisa, whether or not we have the kula. What's the reason why? There's really two shittas in the Rishonim. Maybe we'll start for the Tam. Rashi says that the reason why they weren't gezer gzeres ksamim on tzivayinim is because she'enu nikar, deinu nikar by mar adam gomer. The dam that falls on tzivayinim is not nikar kemar adam gomer, and therefore they weren't gezer on tzivayinim. The mashmoyis of Rashi is, and this is how a number of acharnim learn midas Rashi, it's not that you can't tell that it's dam. You could tell that it's dam, just you don't know if it's mar adam gomer. What is mar adam gomer? There's only hei mini damim. There's five types of dam. Four of them are red, one of them is black. And if you look at the Gemara on Daf Yud Tesamid Beis, the Mishnah on Yud Tesamid Aleph, Yud Tesamid Beis, Chaf Yud Aleph, it goes through the different types of dam. One of the types of dam is dam odom ki dam mako. It has to be red like the dam mako. One of the sheets of dam mako, what's dam mako? The Gemara says in Yud Tesamid Beis, the dam of somebody that banged their pinky and it healed, and they banged their pinky again and it started bleeding, but not any person, only a bachur who's not 20 years old and is not married. That's the dam that we're talking about. That means that the differences between the dam, already the Amoraim said they weren't mechalim between dam and dam, because the differences in the dam are so minuscule that it's so hard to differentiate between this dam and that dam. Already, if he's already 20 years old from the day before and the day afterwards, or if he only banged his finger once, then it doesn't have the same dam. What do you mean? All dam looks the same to us, right? Dam is dam. If you banged your finger, you know what dam looks like. There's not a question about it. My chaz is the dam of the day. Who says that it should be any different? Memela says Rashi, even if you have tzivayinim, it's a light color tzivayinim, any tzivayinim l'chayra, it's not nikar kemar adam gomer. You're right, it could be dam, but it's not one of the chameshim mina dagam, damim, which is a problem. The Ramban, the Ravon, Rabbeinu Simcha, like we saw in the Zogim Ravavo, they were all machmer mitigate to tzivayinim. Now, why were they machmer mitigate to tzivayinim? Not all for the same reason. The Ravon, Rabbeinu Simcha says the reason is because the kula that they had mitigate to tzivayinim was only mitigate to the beged, not mitigate to the isha. They were more machmer mitigate to the isha than mitigate to the beged, even though generally it's hafuch. We're always more machmer mitigate to the tyrus than to the isha. Nevertheless, he says no, they were more machmer mitigate to the isha than to the tyrus. And they were only make up when they get to the beggar, not when they get to the isha. The Ramban says in Hilchos and Halachas, no, the reason why it's Aser says in Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, Motza al gabi begadim afilu hayu klei tzivoinim mikivin shehadam nikar behen tmeo. Since the dam is nikar, you're tummy. So it's a little bit interesting. Rashi says the reason why tzivoinim is not a problem is because the dam is not nikar. The Ramban says the reason why tzivoinim is a problem because the dam is nikar. So the machlokes mitzias, whether or not the dam is nikar, the dam is not nikar. What's getting more clear? That's the first ha'ara. The second ha'ara is what a number of people ask, a number of bnei chbur ask, some sefer's mechadesh here, that even though big day tzivayinim have a kula, that they're not makabel ksamim, if it's a beged asamach leguf, it does not have the kula. There are those achrin that learn that the chassam sefer, that the chassam sefer didn't mean to say that it doesn't have the kula ksamim, it means that we're masakin it by beged asamach leguf. Rav achrinim do not learn that way. Seems like the heter of tzivayinim was not by beged asamach leguf. The reason is because the whole reason why they wanted to aser tzivayinim was altavelis. That's the only beged that you could see. Mainly when they matered tzivayinim, they matered the begadim that they were going to aser. The begadim that a person could see. So, you know what? Altavelis is not, it's a passage to wear tzivayinim, big day tzivayinim. So, they wanted to aser it. Besides, they matered it out to be make all the kismayim. What begadim they matered, that which they wanted to aser, which is something which is near ain't called. But a beged which is somach lagufa, that person doesn't see. In the chanami, there's no tzad to Matarai. The shayla is, what's the pshat? Kokama that the chassam sefer says isn't true. The what's the pshat though? Kokama that the reason why we were makel on tzivayinim is because not nikar that it's dam. So then what's the difference between the beged asamach leguf and non beged asamach leguf? That's the second aura. And the third aura is, what's with a beged which a kesem which is nimsa on the basa? So is it matamish mitumis ksam or not? The Chochmas Adam says, where is this Nagea? Most people's skin is not the same color as white. Maybe I'm a little bit dark, but most people, this is white, and skin color is a lot darker than white. But Pashas, that would be if you had a beged which was this color, lechur would be considered tzivayim according to most paiskim. Then, that being the case, lechur, even though it's on the basar, but lechur, it's ein nikir gemar adam gomer, what would be the tzad to be machmer? So the Chochmas Adam, he says, that there's a chilik between oris hatzvuyim bidei shamayim and oris hatzvuyim bidei adam. If you have Or, which is Tzavua Bidei Shamayim, a person was born that way, then that's not Makabal, that's Makabal Tumas Ksamim. Or, which is Tzavua Bidei Adam, that's not Makabal Tumas Ksamim. Rav Paiskim are not Machalik, and they say by both of them it's not Makabal Tumas Ksamim. The only question is, if that's the case, Saivisai, whatever you learn, the Chal Sadr, like everybody else. That's only with regard to, right, a standard belt is leather, and it's dyed, they make it to make it black. Now, that would not be Makabal Tumas Ksamim. The Shaila is, if that's the case, so then for sure a Shvarz you can ask. But even a person which is not so dark, somebody which is no one is white like a tablecloth. Right? Most people are not white. That it's not like a shirt. That it's clearly tzavua. And Chazal say that the color of yid is eshkaroya, which is a type of wood. Mishnah Negoim. That's the color of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is eshkaroya. That's the. The shayla is lechur that's tzavua. How does it pass that should be ksamim? So maybe you could say together to be mazbe with the machlekes a little bit. What's the pshat? The Ramban says that the dam is nikker on tzivayim. If it's tzavua, how can you tell what color dam it is? Lechur the pashtus is that the same way that we say with regard to a kesem, if we're not sure where it came from, it's a svek tveka. The kesem mishnah asks every kesem is a svek tveka. So how come we're not mekel? So he says, you're right, it's a svek tveka. Or we're machmer, even though it's a svek tveka. Why are we machmer? We're never machmer. Neither is more chomer, yeah. But there's a svar to be machmer over here. It's like Zimara says, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Meshuk shel tabachem le'avro, v'tzipur le'nisaska, ha'idam ha'yichen koi. If you can't answer up where this dam came from, then pashtus, this dam came from you. The Mela over here, even though we don't for sure, even though possibly if you would have a tli, if you were painting your house red, we'd be tailing it. I paint is not the exact same color as the dam. Yeah, but we don't know what color this thing is exactly. We're not 100% sure. It looks like it could be dam. We don't have to know for sure that it's dam. The Mela says the Ramban, it's nicker by shudam. It means that it's not clearly nicker that it's something else. As long as it's not clearly nicker that it's something else, then you have to be chosen that it's dam. Shukshel the bachem le'yover, but people end up asking, where's the dam coming from? And Rashi says, no. The chatchila, if you weren't able to be, if the whole mahus, the whole hechatimsa for such a dam is in a case that you're not able to be nikr, then they weren't gezel lechatchila. You see this? You could say that maybe, possibly, I'll on a beged asamach laguf or on a basar, which is something which is more mistaver, very mistaver that it came from the isha. There we were machmir, even though it's not nikr that it's maradam gomer, because where else did this dam come from? And memeila, there's a tzad to be machmir, even though it's not nikr 100%, because dam which is not 100% is also, we have to find the tliya. Something which we're not 100% sure if it's dam, we also have to find the tliya. And if we find the tliya of paint, we can be tailing paint. That means that it doesn't look 100% like dam. But lechatchila, if it's something which is clearly from the body, it's on the guf, which are more machmer, it's on a begra samach leguf, there's a tzad to be machmer. Lalach lemaisa. How do we paskin? Even though we have a Ramban, a Ravon, a Rabbeinu Simcha, and the Rajba says in Teres Abayas HaKotzer, also a Machmer Tavol HaVracha, the Minig HaOilom is to be Mekom on Tzivayinim in Gansen. And that is that not even a Machmer Tavol HaVracha. Now, what type of Tzivayinim? Tzivayinim is, that's a big Machlekes HaPaiskim, Paiskim is Ma'anenu. What's with pastels, which are very light colors? Light yellow, and any color, light pink, these are colors that it's pretty clear that there's dam on it. What's the halacha in that case? So it really depends on how you learn the Rashi that we said before. If the whole vart in Ksamim was that it's not nikir kamara dam gomer, so then it doesn't make a difference how light it is. Once it's already not white or off-white or something which is close to in the white family, then it already is going to change the color of the dam. And therefore they weren't geyser. However, white and off-white is problematic, and that would be considered an issue. Even the color of this paper, even though if you put another white piece of paper next to it, you're able to see that it's not exactly white, but the color of standard paper is close enough to white that it will be a problem. Once it's pastel, it's already a little bit darker, even though it's a light color, and you tell dam on it, There are many places that are Mekel, and Lechera Meker, then you could be Mekel. The Gedele Achreinim, we don't find in the Rishenim that they were Mechalik in colors. It could be they didn't have pestles. Hard for me to believe that they couldn't water down a color to make it a little bit lighter. They had any color, anything that you just add in a little bit more white, then you were able to make it a lighter color. They didn't have lighter colors, they weren't Meher this Nakudo. Lechera Bepashtas Meker Adin Befrat Meker Adin, you'd be able to be Semech that a dam on pastel would be okay. However, lechatchila, not to get into the shayla, it's better to wear something which is darker, and therefore you don't have any question. There's dark navy, there's dark green, dark the purple, darker colors as opposed to lighter colors. Now, I did hear, with regards on basar, where machmer, there are those that are mekel. When imamish, I saw from the chutzani that he's mekel. By shvarta, the imamish very dark. Enichnami, he's mekel. If you're machmer benegiah to a regular person, it's hard to be mekel benegiah. Somebody that gets a little darker, where's the cutoff point? So I saw from Yitzchak Berkus, he wanted a taina that if you can't tell that it's dam 100%, if it's clear that it's dam, then even on somebody that's very dark, even somebody that's mamish black. But if it's not so clear that it's dam bechlal, then you could be mekel, which is lachar, a klar svar. If you can't even tell that it's dam, then you could be mekel. Shalit, do you have to peel it off? We go b'shas matias hakesem. But any case where it's not that dark, then you already can tell that it's dam, which it seems pretty clear it's dam, then it's hard to be mechalik, and lechur by both of them, we'd be machmer to be metameh. Now, with regard to wearing black begadim, I heard that it seems to be many kala teachers suggest that girls wear black underwear, and I don't know why. I'm not sure what the reason is, what's the svara. It's not more tahor if it's black, and you're getting to shalas, Rabbi Yashav said, that there's that any not to wear it simply because you don't always know what's going on. If it's so dark that you can't see what's going on, so then you don't know when to be nizer. Even at a time that a person should be nizer, they're not nizer, and therefore a person has to be extra careful when they're wearing black that nothing is going on. Lechatchila lechera, it wouldn't be prudent to wear it if you're able to wear something which is dark and not that dark, at least that he knows to be nizer at the time to be nizer. Now, let's say you have tzavua, and it's striped. You have white and red, white and blue, and white and blue, and white and blue. And you have a kesem, which is on the white and the blue together. Now we saw in the Chavas Das, is a chlorotine. He says, if you have a kesem that's more than a gris and white and colored together, then I know for sure that this kesem did not come from a macholis. So if that's the case, once I know that it didn't come from a macholis, then I'm a tam even a tiny little bit, even that's on the white. That's on the white, even if it's less than a gris. Because once I know that's not from a macholis, I'm a tam. The mil tzedakah says not that way. The mil tzedakah says no, I'm not a tam. If it's less than a gris, I can be metaret when it's on the white. The Sidra Torah, the Rekiv Eger, Rav Achreinim go, even though the Igris Maisha is Chreshish for the Chavis Das, he says unless it's the Shas Chak, Rav of the Achreinim go, and Rav of the Pesach is Meinenu go Lahakul in this case, that we're not Mitzarif, we're not Matame the white, if it's less than a gris. However, in a case where it's you have white, colored white, then you're Mitzarif the two whites together to be more than a gris. Now, Yesh La'ayin, what's pshat in this halacha? Well, maybe we'll ask the shadow this way. Rabbi Kiva Eger, we saw earlier, says that kesem, which is pachas michigris, which is black, were metame. Why? Because it couldn't come from machilis. Even though it's less than a gris, it didn't come from machilis. Vice says he didn't learn that there's a heter of legazur chacham. However, when you have blue and white, and you have a kesem which is more than a gris on both of them together, then he's matarit if it's less than a gris on the white. L'chor the pashtus is, even though I know that this dam didn't come from Acherlis, le'gazru, it's less than a gris, le'gazru. Maman of Shach, does he hold of le'gazru? Does he not hold of le'gazru? When it comes to black, he's machmer. When it comes to colored and white, he's mekel. How does it shtim? The truth is that if you look at the mil tzedakah, the reason why the mil tzedakah, even though the mil tzedakah says in kama v'kama tshuvis, I think three tshuvis at least, that it's le'gazru and pas mech gris, with regards to this halacha, he does not say that that's the reason why it's tar. He says the reason why it's tar is because even though it all looks like one kesem, it could still be a machrelis, he says. It could still be a machrelis, and therefore, even though it's on the white, even though altogether it looks like it's one kesem, kenzen really it's not one kesem. And therefore, on the tar, that which is on the white, because it could be telen machrelis. However, if you have white, colored white, he says it's too far-fetched, the same way that the Gemara says that we're not going to say that the dam went bay mitzi, he went mamash in between two machilis and landed right there. So too, we're not going to say that there's two machilis and landed mamash right there, one on one side of the color, one on the other side of the color, that's already too far-fetched. Why he didn't say Alei Gazru to be Makel in this case, I'm not exactly sure. But Lamaisa, that's not what the reason why it was Torah. So it's not Shranu Kiveger. Even if you don't hold Alei Gazru, still you can say that you're telling Machilis. Allah Lamaisa, this is how the place can go. That if you have less, if you have colored and white, and altogether it's more than a gris, but it's on the white is less than a gris, then it's not Metame. However, if you're on the two sides, the two whites on either side, they are Mitzarif together to become more than a gris. I'm going to stop here because I don't know who's taking Mechana.